For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel. The Ohio Valley has lost 21 hospitals over the past 15 years, many that once served rural communities. As coronavirus cases skyrocket through the region, health officials now worry that the hospital capacity they've lost will make it harder to treat the sick. Liam Niemeyer reports.
38-year-old Tiffany Wilburn Meek in Greenup County, Kentucky, has always relied on her local hospital, Our Lady of Bellefonte. It's where she had planned to take her 23-month-old daughter, Darian, for speech therapy.
Hi. This is my little girl.
But the 67-year-old nonprofit hospital is closing in about 5 weeks. 220 beds gone and over 1,000 employees displaced.
It's just a lot. And with a pandemic, it's terrifying. And I'm afraid that people will die as a consequence of the hospital closing.
She had started an online petition to fight the closure, but she isn't optimistic. That leaves only one hospital nearby. And Our Lady of Bellefonte will join at least 21 other hospitals that closed in the Ohio Valley in the past 15 years. That includes three hospitals that closed last year near Wheeling, West Virginia. Marlene Moore was the lead nurse at Ohio Valley Medical Center in Wheeling before it closed. She now works at the last remaining hospital in a town with a high percentage of senior citizens.
If you get several that come in at the same time in severe respiratory distress, you're going to run out of ICU beds, you're going to run out of ventilators, you're actually going to run out of places to treat these people.
A recent Kaiser Family Foundation study found West Virginia led the nation in how vulnerable its population is to coronavirus because of old age and pre-existing conditions. And Kentucky isn't far behind. That could put already financially stressed rural hospitals in a more precarious position with the coronavirus.
Supply costs could tax them.
That's Kentucky Hospital Association Vice President Bud Warman. He says many of those vulnerable people rely on Medicare and Medicaid for treatment, which underpay rural hospitals. And a surge of coronavirus patients needing expensive, weeks-long treatment would farther stress the hospitals that remain.
The rural hospital system in this country was put together because it made sense to do that at the time, and it still makes sense.
Warman says many in Appalachia have to travel farther for care because of hospital closures, or they rely on community health centers like the ones Michael Brummage runs in central West Virginia. Brummage is alarmed rural hospitals are still shutting down as need will sharply increase. He points to Fairmont Regional Medical Center in northern West Virginia, which is closing this week. Brummage is personally familiar with the hospital. It's where he was born.
And it's befuddling to me how they could close this hospital during a pandemic when there are going to be so many more beds that need to be filled. It staggers the imagination.
His centers often serve those who are low income or uninsured, but his clinics can't provide the inpatient services that hospitals can. While a new hospital is planned in Fairmont, it won't be completed before the pandemic would likely hit. There are some efforts to support rural hospitals amid the crisis. The American Hospital Association is asking for $100 billion to offset coronavirus cost. Brummage says it's an overdue investment.
But shame on us if we don't invest in our public health infrastructure and if we don't invest in our overall health infrastructure and if we don't look for ways to make health care equitable for all Americans.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.
The Ohio Valley Resource is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.